Mr. President.
Oh, Mr. President. Yeah. Morning.
Condi, Dick, sit down.
Oh, thank you.
You two look worried already. Very worried, freaked out this morning.
Well,
what's going on?
Well, no, we're not freaked out, Mr. President.
No, Mr. President is just concerned.
This morning, by the way, it occurred to me that I could send fighter jets to bomb the Canadian side of Niagara Falls. And so I did.
You attacked Canada, Mr. President?
Well, I'm sure they deserved it, Mr. President.
Of course they deserved it. Director of Communications for Canada, but anyway, the person that works for this man, called me some name that I view as negative. It has a negative connotation to it. She called me, now get this, a moron.
Oh, well.
I have decided to prove to the world that I'm not a moron.
Well, they say it's hard to prove a negative, Mr. President.
Hmm. I'm not going to prove a negative, Dick.
Oh?
Understand that?
No.
I'm going to prove that I'm not a moron.
I see.
Perhaps we could get the Supreme Court to issue a decree saying you are not a moron.
I don't want to push my luck with the Supreme Court.
Well, better safe than sorry.
I can't have them ruling 5-4 that I'm a moron or that I'm not a moron.
No, of course not.
I'm sure we could get 6-3, Mr. President.
I'm taking another route, Condi.
Ah.
Dick, the FBI tells me you have an extensive collection of moron jokes.
Well, yes, I do, Mr. President.
Seems like a strange thing to collect, Dick.
Well,
I know by the few moron jokes that I do know that I'm not a moron.
Well, that's good.
Certainly not, Mr. President.
Okay, here's what we do.
What?
We check out each other, okay? Each and every moron joke we can, and get our hands on it.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone that's out there.
Yeah.
And then figure out how to prove that it doesn't apply to me,
well,
George W. Bush.
Okay. Mm. We will clear your name, Mr. President.
Please. Condi, have you ever seen me throw a clock out the window?
Mm. Well, I never saw you throw anything out the window, Mr. President.
A clock, Condi.
Oh.
Not throwing a clock out the window proves that I'm not a moron.
That's right. The moron threw the clock out the window because he wanted to see time fly.
I don't care what the moron wanted to see, Dick.
No,
I don't care what the hell he wanted to see.
No.
Not throwing a clock out the window proves that I'm not a moron because I never threw out a clock.
See,
so.
It's
That's
definitive
right.
proof.
Okay?
Right.
I have never tiptoed past the medicine cabinet, okay?
Mm.
Never tiptoed.
No.
That proves I'm not a moron.
It certainly does, Mr. President.
Well, you don't need any more proof than that, Mr. President.
I don't tiptoe. Never have.
You
ever.
Are, no, you...
I've never tiptoed.
You
I've
are not a tiptoer, Mr. President.
And besides, you can't wake up a sleeping pill. I happen to know that.
That's right, Mr. President.
I've taken plenty of my lifetime when I was doing a lot of cocaine to put myself to sleep so I could wake up and do some more cocaine. So you can't wake up a sleeping pill.
No, no, it can't happen, Mr. President. Mm-hmm. And the moron thought it could.
Yes.
Okay, I don't like lightning.
I don't either, Mr. President.
Well, no one likes lightning.
A moron does. Oh. He thinks someone has taken his picture.
Well, it proves...
Okay, so I don't like lightning.
Well, that definitely proves you're not a moron, Mr. President.
I've never climbed a... Okay?
Yeah.
I have never climbed a glass wall to see what's on the other side.
That's a good point, Mr. President.
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay, if I wanted to see what was on the other side of a glass wall, I would hit it with a big sledgehammer and smash it to bits. In case of emergency, of course, I'd break the glass.
Well, it's why you are the president.
They wanted to confuse a moron, so they put him in a round room and told him to sit in one corner. Okay?
Yeah.
The people put me in a round room. They put me in a round room. It's called the Oval Office.
That's right.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
I sit at a desk. I don't have time to look for a corner in that Oval Office.
Yeah.
And it's always been oval ever since I've been there.
And a president is busy.
Yes.
I have discovered that my AM radio is broadcasting in the PM as well as in the AM.
Really?
I discovered it.
No.
Both AM, PM, I discovered this myself. This is also what the moron discovered about his AM radio, okay?
Yeah, right, no,
but
I
remember the moron that. Didn't know what to do about it, and I do.
What?
I know about it, okay?
What?
I am ordering the FCC to mandate that round-the-clock AM stations reclassify themselves as AM/PM stations.
Well, you've made radio honest, Mr. President.
I can almost walk on water, Condi, especially when I'm doing acid.
Mr. President, what do you do if a moron throws a grenade at you?
I'd kill the son of a bitch.
Well, that's,
you'd
that's
be within your rights, Mr. President.
Well, how would you kill him, Mr. President?
I would drop an atomic bomb on the place of his birth and poison the reservoir that supplies water to his place of residence. What are you, foolish?
No.
Come on.
This is good thinking, Mr. President.
You know, if a moron throws a grenade at you, Mr. President, you are supposed to pull the pin and throw it back at him.
Only a real... Only a real moron would do that, Dick.
Well, this is just a joke.
If a moron throws a grenade at me as a president of the United States, I cannot consider that a joke. I can't consider it a joke.
It is a crime to throw anything at an elected government official.
Yeah, but the moron doesn't pull the pin.
Still a crime. Well,
maybe the moron is a moron who already heard this moron joke, okay, about the moron and the grenade. Yeah. So he gets a booby-trapped grenade that goes off when you pull the pin.
A moron who could devise such a plan wouldn't be a moron.
No, he'd be a mad genius.
I devised that plan.
Proof, once and for all, that you are not a moron, Mr. President.
Well, perhaps we should call off that air attack on Niagara Falls now, then.
The war with Canada shall continue.
Well, no one will notice.
Do you know what happened to the moron ice hockey team, by the way?
They drowned in spring training, Dick.
Yeah.
I did not hear of that tragedy. You want to elaborate?
Well, it's a joke, Mr. President.
They didn't know the ice would melt.
If they were an ice hockey team from Canada, hey, I'm kind of glad that they drowned.
Boom, 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 boom